Hey, everybody, Josh Sarrison of World Alternative Media here. And the mainstream media, the wing of propaganda for the state, is absolutely crumbling at the seams right now as we see this at a Politico. CNN President Zucker resigns after a relationship with a colleague. Jeff Zucker stepped down after being asked about his relationship with a colleague following an investigation into former anchor Chris Cuomo. There's so much happening with Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, pedophile CNN producers, the Joe Rogan situation, you know, the propaganda leading to war. I mean, there's so much to go into today, and we are going to break it down as best as we can, my friends. But before we do that, make sure to check the links below. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address. We have a Bitcoin address and a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please. We are heading to Europe right away to report on restrictions throughout Europe. We don't want to do it, but we have to tell the truth, and we have to get that information out before history is revised. So I appreciate everyone and anyone that helps support us in any way, shape, or form. Also, make sure to check out whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods, 25-year shelf life. You save money if you go through us. In the face of the controlled collapse of the supply chain, it has never been more important to get long-term storable foods. Make sure to also check out rncstore.com. Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And of course, make sure to get your tickets to Anarchapulco 2022. Our code is WHAM1776, and our link is in the description of this video. Make sure to check that out and come on out to Acapulco. Anyway, let's get into this. So we have this political article coming out. Almost no one's reporting on this right now. CNN President Zucker resigns after a relationship with colleague. Now, this came out in the face of Cuomo's legal team flagging Zucker's inappropriate relationship. Cuomo is taking revenge on what has been a pretty rocky road for him over the last 2 years, especially with his brother getting involved in molesting women and touching women and doing all sorts of crazy stuff as governor of New York, who eventually resigned. At the same time, you have Chris Cuomo, his brother, covering up for a bunch of these cases and himself being involved in groping women. And of course, Zucker was covering up for that for him as well. But now that he has been thrown under the bus, because, of course, the information has come out in mass, Zucker has resigned as well, following Cuomo pointing to his relationship with colleagues. And so they're eating their own right now. Don Lemon was accused of going after young boys and all that kind of stuff. It is not looking good for CNN right now. And it's not just CNN. I mean, look, we have this out of Zero Hedge. CBS News tells viewers Joe Rogan is killing people. While they're claiming that Joe Rogan is killing people by just having conversations with people, having conversations about things that most people are obviously interested in if you consider the fact that his viewership is destroying you know, mainstream media. And you can see the chart here. Joe Rogan experienced 11 million average viewers per show versus Tucker Carlson, 3.2 million, The Five, 2.9, Hannity, 2.9, Fox Primetime, 2.3, Ingram Angle, 2.3. All those are Fox News, by the way. Rachel Maddow, who is taking a leave of absence, by the way, at 2.2. She's taking a break from media for a while. I'm sure there's some kind of controversy that they're trying to cover up there. But the point is, Joe Rogan is absolutely destroying the mainstream media right now, and they are in full panic mode. But it goes from CBS telling viewers that Joe Rogan is killing people to now MSNBC says cancel culture is out of hand over Whoopi Goldberg while demanding Rogan's excommunication. They're saying Whoopi Goldberg is causing all these problems by saying that the Holocaust wasn't about, like, the so-called Holocaust wasn't about religion, which honestly, it really, 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 really wasn't. It was about the Soviets largely spreading communism like a plague throughout, you know, Europe and Asia, of course. Point is, They went after her a bit, and then she took time off from The View, and all of this is nonsense. It doesn't really matter, but the greater scale of this does matter. The fact is, now media is like begging for them to cancel this cancel culture because of Whoopi Goldberg getting thrown under the bus, but they're totally okay 1 week ago or even days ago saying that Joe Rogan needs to be completely canceled and hidden from the view of the public, because even though he has like the most viewers of any media in the world. I mean, talk about desperation, my friends. It is getting so above and beyond at this point. And of course, Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the tyrant behind technocracy in the Trilateral Commission with China, is the one that's saying that it's out of hand. Of course, makes sense. Meanwhile, we've all heard these stories. CNN fires ex-Cuomo producer accused of luring girls for sexual subservience training. And we're talking about kids as young as 7 years old. John Griffin was a guy who was indicted. But that's not all. There's also a second CNN producer under criminal investigation involving potential juvenile victims. Rick Saliby resigned earlier this month as senior producer of The Lead with Jake Tapper. Going after children as well, and going after, I believe, his ex-girlfriend's kids or something like that. Point is, we have one case after another, after another, after another. And this shouldn't surprise anyone. This is a mouthpiece of the state, including Fox News, by the way, that is reporting on this. They like to have the controlled opposition point of view. But look, this is really a deep issue that goes into the propaganda of the state, Operation Mockingbird, the original media organization of government, where the CIA told media what to say, planted things in the news. The Tavistock Institute planted things in the news long ago as well, in order to see how people react to it so they could predict the future and have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G to enslave humanity. No matter what happens, they always have a plan A, B, C, or D. So that is what the media is involved in. And I take, I have personal experience in this. This is me confronting Justin Trudeau back in 2017. Here I am again, confronting him. And it was a big situation at the time. It was the number one trending story in the news worldwide for 3 days, because obviously back then there wasn't much in the news. But I went to a press conference, and many of you heard the story before. I went to a press conference with Justin Trudeau. It was early in the morning. And basically what happened was the media, or the government, came up to the media and handed us all questions and said, you could pick from one of these five questions to ask the Prime Minister of Canada. And I said, well, I have my own questions. And they said, well, too bad, you can't ask the question then. So I stood to the side. And despite what they told me, I still asked them the question anyway. I think I could probably just get the video up here. Here I am. And I walk up to him. And this is after already confronting him. I was already talking to him from the side. And the media turned their cameras away as the security grabbed me by the throat and threw me to the ground. Point is, as I go out the door, I called him a scumbag because he looked at me, winked, and smiled after my question. But the point is, then all the media, there were absolutely hundreds of media that reported on this. Not one reached out to me. All of them copied and pasted the same exact article saying that I was some camcorder wielding man, quote unquote, and asterisks all lowercase, a guy pretending to be from World Alternative Media, like I'm a crazy person. And no one reached out to me, and they all copied and pasted. The Huffington Post, CNN, CBC News, everyone copied and pasted the exact same article. No one wrote their own article. No one contacted me, and no one talked about the fact that this was because they handed the media questions from the government to ask him. And I'm the bad guy. Seriously, this is the absurdity of the media. And it's always been fake. In fact, years ago, I had a protest once where I led a protest against Child and Family Services, or CPS, or social services, however you want to call it, because they were stealing children from the home and selling them into prostitution, which I later exposed and got whistleblowers out on that back years and years ago. I exposed a child trafficking ring and a pharma ring as well, where people are getting paid in offshore accounts to drug these children. And when I was doing that, I had a little rally to talk about it with a bullhorn. We even told the legislative building ahead of time that we're going to be there. And then the autism march walked by and we all waved politely and smiled. And the media showed my face on the news and claimed that I confronted the autism march and screamed at autistic children. This is how far and beyond they go to fake the news. And then people call me a conspiracy theorist for all these years. And finally, people are waking up now. Back then, when I confronted Trudeau, people spit on me in the streets. People threw punches at me. One guy threw an entire sub sandwich out of a window of a car in my face while I was walking down the street. I couldn't go outside anywhere because everyone loved Justin Trudeau back then. And now everyone is bonded together in their hate for Trudeau. Well, I wish you were there years ago when I was calling this out and trying to warn you guys. Anyway, and the question I asked him was over the carbon tax. How do you justify people having to choose between feeding their families and heating their homes in the winter due to your carbon tax? And he just said I was rude and smirked at me and security attacked me. So I called him a scumbag. And then hashtag scumbag Trudeau went viral on Twitter for 3 days, top trend worldwide. That was the only way I could get through to the media. Remember, this is the same media that covered up Jeffrey Epstein's mass child rape because they got the ABC News was told by the Crown, as in the royal family, not to report on it, and was told by the Clintons not to report on it. So they didn't, despite it being one of the biggest child trafficking rings in history and tied to Mossad, tied to Israel, tied to the government, getting blackmail information on politicians, celebrities, etc. It's sickening. Because of them, more children got raped and probably killed. That is how disgusting the media is. Remember, these are the ones that said weapons of mass destruction. 16 years later, how the press that sold Iraq war got away with it. Yet now they remember, they were the ones that promoted this idea that ended up with millions of people getting killed, about 50% children. They got away with it. By the way, I confronted Bush's speechwriter, David Frum, the guy who wrote the Mission Accomplished speech. This was all media propaganda that got us into war. The question is it still continuing? Well, of course. This is a story from today. U.S. troops to deploy to Eastern Europe amid Ukraine crisis. CNN continues to push this nonsense, trying to get people into proxy wars, and people still believe them after all of these years of getting marching orders from the government, covering up pedophilia, having a bunch of the producers involved in pedophilia, promoting the plandemic. So, yes, we get some good out of it. Zucker resigns to be replaced by another CIA Israeli shill. They'll continue to get away with this as long as people watch it. But with that said, they're losing viewership all the time. So will the war propaganda work? Well, a good example is if YouTube was around back during the beginning of the Iraq war, would the war have even happened? If you look at 2012, 2013 generation of YouTube, when they were pushing war in Syria and then later again under Trump pushing war with Syria, people didn't buy it because there was too much information on YouTube that showed that it was nonsense. So they canceled that war. Well, Israel didn't. Israel continues to bomb Syria and arm and fund rebels, etc. However, point is, the vast scale of it was seriously diminished by independent media speaking out against it. And the mainstream media is dealing with a serious trust problem. And they were really completely collapsing in 2019 with the Epstein stuff coming out. But then they covered it up with the plandemic, 24/7 news coverage of you're going to die if you don't like destroy your very humanity and go up against your neighbor and rat them out to the police and support genocide and the destruction of bodily autonomy. That is how they covered it up. And they were pretty successful in doing it, if I should point that out. But again, if you look at the ratings, The media is absolutely collapsing. They're in a tailspin. They're desperate. And the fear-mongering isn't working as much anymore. Though there's one thing that everyone should understand. The narrative collapsing and action are very different things. The narrative could collapse, but will people do anything about it? You don't think after 12 starvations in Soviet Russia that the Russian people were kind of against the government? Of course they were, but would they do anything about it? No. If you don't do anything by the second starvation, the sixth starvation, are you going to do anything on the 12th starvation? The only reason that that collapsed was they created a new world order puppet state with Russia to create further conflict down the line that they could utilize if successful with their propaganda in order to orchestrate more war, which we're seeing today. It's all part of a script, my friends. All of it. Every last bit of news coverage is part of a script. The only things that happen that are not part of a script are when someone goes on live TV and throws something into the mix and, you know, the media freaks out. However, usually they use it to their advantage some way and spin the story. But you know, CNN is losing viewership. YouTube is losing a ton of users. Facebook is down 22%. I mean, the stocks are crashing for Facebook. I almost called it state book. That would have been more realistic, social credit book. But point is, yes, we're winning when it comes to the narrative. But we're not winning so far with action. What we're seeing with the truck convoy is very interesting. But I want to tell someone a quick story, or tell all of you a quick story. I reported on Italy, the port of Trieste, back in later 2021, around September, October. I was in Italy, of course, reporting on stories there. The port of Trieste, they told everyone they needed to be vaccinated. And most weren't vaccinated. So they held up the whole port of Trieste and said, you cannot come in. No food or water can come in. We're shutting down the supply chain until you get rid of these restrictions. And it was very powerful for a while. A bunch of ports all around Italy and elsewhere started closing down as well. Very important ports for food and water and all sorts of supplies to come in. And it put the feet to the fire. And yes, the supply chain issue also leads to dependency and people begging the government for help and going into FEMA camps later on. But also the alternative is doing nothing. However, it didn't work. Eventually, they replaced a bunch of the Trieste workers with vaccinated ones. You don't see anything about the protests anymore. They've loosened some restrictions here and there, but largely they lost. The police arrested a bunch of them. They took a bunch of them out. Now we see this trucker situation is a bit more powerful, but eventually the news coverage will wane. People will start walking away. I hate to destroy anyone's hopium, but the fact of the matter is, and I love what they're doing, and I do think that it will have some impact. I just feel as though the media is doing a great job of faking a lot of coverage. CBC News reporters urinating on war memorials and then saying these truckers are urinating on war memorials. Someone putting a gay flag in the hand of Terry Fox, a Canadian icon who walked across Canada with one leg and then died with cancer and then died of cancer. Someone put a gay flag in the hand, took a photo and said, look, the protesters are disrespecting Terry Fox. And then like Antifa people that are basically the government come in and raise a Nazi flag for 10 seconds so the media can get a photo. And then boom, look at what they're doing. They're spreading hate and racism and bigotry and sexism. It's like, it was obviously absurd. And Trudeau is enforcing that. And remember, Dan Dix did a great movie called Into the Fire at Press for Truth back in about 2010, showing how the police would send in people, Black Bloc, later Antifa, with police issued boots. They cause a havoc. They park a police car in the middle of the road. They take the computer out and then they leave the doors open. And then people would go in and set the car on fire and people would break a bunch of stuff. All government agents with police issued boots, which you could see on film, they're wearing police issued boots. And then the media would report, look at these violent protests against the globalists. How dare these people protest globalism and martial law in Toronto, Canada? This has been going on for a long time. I've been reporting on it for a long time. I'm honestly tired of doing it because it's like after a while, it's like, man, I feel like I'm a veteran in this already. And I'm a pretty young person. But, you know, since 2006, I've been talking about this stuff. I'm glad people are waking up to it and seeing it. And yes, the narrative is collapsing. But what will people do about it? What will people do when you're backed into a corner and you exhaust all options? What happens next? Violence. I don't want violence. I do, however, have to point out, if you exhaust all ways of defense outside of it, what will naturally happen? I'm just pointing out what humans, where humans naturally migrate to. And I'm a little bit concerned about it right now because there's a lot of children out there that are likely to be traumatized by what's happened. They're already traumatized. So, yes, the narrative is collapsing, but what next? What do we do? I think there's a lot of people sitting on their hands saying it's all collapsing. Yeah, the narrative for sure is collapsing. But most people that I know of that were against vaccines still went and got it. And they knew it was BS. Why? Oh, I just don't want to get involved in that stuff. Oh, I'm not a political person. Oh, I'm not a, you know, they just gave away their bodily autonomy. How many people do you know, and many of you probably as well, wear masks going into stores? Against it. Narrative is not an issue there. It's just like, oh, well, you know, I want to be comfortable and I don't want to deal with the hassle of it. Again, narrative collapsing and action are two different things. I wanted to bring this video to you guys today because, you know, there's a lot of talk about this in independent circles, but almost no one's talking about Zucker resigning and CNN absolutely collapsing. What will they replace it with? Who will they co-opt? Will they co-opt Joe Rogan? They probably already have to some degree, possibly. Will they plant stories? Will they suddenly pay someone off that's super anti-vaccine to suddenly come out and say, actually, I was wrong? What will they do? This is the beginning of an already long fought information war that's turning into a civil war. The government wants a civil war. They'll use it to their advantage. So then the question is, what do we do? And that's a question that a lot of us have been asking for a while. And I think most of us are not entirely sure. We know that we should be building our own communities. We know we need to be with other people that are of like mind. We know we need to be prepared. Food, water, shelter, self-defense. We know that we should probably not be in big cities where Agenda 2030's agenda to kill 60% of the population off is targeting. We know we need to be healthy. But what else? The whole system doesn't fall on its own. And I don't support violence. I do support defense. But also, they make martyrs out of people and they just, you know, use it in order to create more tyranny and martial law with when it comes to violence. So that's obviously not a great option in itself. So what do we do? This is our chance. If the narrative is collapsing, we could utilize it ourselves for a revolution or evolution, moreover, which is even better. But it does all depend on what we do next as a giant collective. I don't like to speak in collective, but in this sense, large amounts of people have to disobey, ignore, build communities, replace this civilization with a new civilization, new money. And that goes for gold and silver, of course, but also privacy coins, I believe, like Epic Cash. I'm a big fan of Epic Cash, and you can learn more about Epic Cash. They don't pay me. I say this because I support them. They're a very small market cap, but very important privacy coin based on Mimblewimble protocol, which is extremely well encrypted and really private or privacy oriented and very revolutionary. And Epic Cash is available on the Vite wallet, V-I-T-E, but you could download the app on that one. But go to Epic Cash Community on Telegram. That's Epic Cash Community to find out more information on it. I really urge people to look into this because we need to get our money out of the system, put our money into things that are privacy oriented and will not succumb to the social credit technocratic system. Then, of course, we need to be able to build our own, grow our own, all that kind of stuff. And we get a new civilization built around new kinds of competing currencies, voluntary contracts, doctors, nurses, pilots. They're firing half the military, well, a quarter of the military anyway, right now over the vaccine. This is going to get crazy. So it's our job to build our own future and our children's and our grandchildren's futures. We are the revolutionaries, even though we don't feel like it, don't seem like it. Most of us have been coddled to some degree in our life compared to our great, great grandparents. However, there's a huge opportunity that lies before us. And I hope that we take advantage of it with the narrative collapse. Anyway, this has gone on longer than I wanted it to. So I appreciate everyone watching today. Make sure to check those links below. GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, subscribe to our PayPal address, our Bitcoin address, and our Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please. Of course, we are heading to Britain soon. We're heading to Austria soon if they let us in. I cannot guarantee you anything. I want to do this. I'm planning to do this. I managed to do it with Italy, France, Netherlands, Croatia, to some degree in Germany last year, and went through New York City as well and reported on the testing sites and confronted people doing the tests. But we need the funding to do that. I spent $32,000 of my own money, like savings in crypto, everything I had basically on traveling around Europe last year. And it bankrupted me, but I wanted to report the truth because the truth is being changed in real time with revisionism, which is what I was kind of going into with this whole mainstream media thing, is that with the revisionism that we're witnessing, this is very important, my friends. If they can revise something in one day in the news and change the story and the narrative completely, what can happen in 50, 60 years? And will this repeat? And will our children have to fight the same war again? We don't want that to happen. And so we need to report the truth in real time. When I was in Milan with 50,000 protesters, or in Amsterdam with 250,000 protesters, or in Paris with 10,000 protesters, I was the only media reporting. The only media reporting out of all those people. The media didn't report on it. The mainstream media didn't report on it at all, except for to say, well, a small crowd of people, 1,000 people, or a few hundred people in some cases, came out to protest today. Insanity. Insanity that they get away with this. And that's why we need to be on the ground to report truth. This is history. We need to do it in real time to make sure that they don't change history on its face right in front of us in order to create a new narrative, to get everyone on their knees and to kill off as many people as possible, because that is what they're going for. Enslavement by money, power control, bodily autonomy, and death. So it's extremely important that we fight back in real time, so we actually see what's going on around the world, and hopefully we can mobilize people with that. So you could check out those ways to donate below and help us, help support us in our work going overseas to report on this stuff. Trust me, I don't want to do this at all. It was torture last year, but it needs to happen. Also join our Telegram group, World Alternative Media, as well as our Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. I urge people to also come out to Puerto Vallarta, where we have a huge, huge freedom community. It's about 3,500 people so far, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's overwhelming almost. You could join our newsletter, www.iambanned.com. We are obviously, we have a Teespring store, and we are on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on dollarvigilante.tv, and we're on Hive, Steemit, and Float.app at Josh Sigurdsson. I highly recommend people going to places like Hive and Float, especially Hive. Upvote us on Hive, and it helps combat the trolls that have been trying to bring us down on Hive. These millionaires that show up to Hive just to downvote us and make sure that we cannot even make a dollar or two off of a post on the blockchain. Very interesting site, and I urge people to re-look at things like Hive and Steemit. Of course, we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, as well as the bad guys. Well, those guys are the bad guys. And of course, Twitter at World Alt Media and Getter at World Alt Media. That was a fail. Anyway, check out our affiliates, rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center for Laetrile, amygdalin, vitamin B17, and apricot seeds. Of course, we have whamsurvival.com. That's a great way to help as well and help yourself getting prepared for the inevitable of the supply chain breakdown. And of course, get your tickets to Anarchapulco 2022. Link below. Our code is WAM1776, WAM1776. Anyways, I appreciate everyone watching. Check those links below, share on social media. And until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.